This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we've had another shooting spree that was live streamed, this time on Facebook Live, and it was done by 19-year-old Ezekiel Kelly. He has been arrested, or it was as the suspect is 19-year-old man Ezekiel Kelly, who has been arrested and accused of killing at least three people during this shooting spree in Memphis, Tennessee, while broadcasting it on Facebook Live. There's multiple video snippets, according to Newsweek, of him driving around and shooting while he was videotaping this. The suspect was taken into custody yesterday after 9 p.m. by DeSoto County Sheriff's Department. He had crossed straight lines into Arkansas, was arrested south of Crittenden County, which is, that's the largest city, the largest city is West Memphis, and then he was taken into DeSoto County, Mississippi, under arrest. So the shooting spree happened around 4:30 p.m., and there's a video that was allegedly posted by him that shows him walking into an AutoZone store, then he aims a handgun at a man inside and pulls the trigger. He says, check this blank out. I pull up and do this S. This poop, the word for that. He said this in the footage. He go, what do these blanks say? No faking, no faking. You heard me. This blank's for real. He goes, oh, my mama, how do you think I'm playing? This S so real, man. And so he's talking as he's Facebook Living. Yeah, people Facebook Live, they're graduation, they Facebook Live a wedding, they Facebook Live, he's Facebook Living killing people, allegedly. So Memphis Police Chief Sarah Lynn Davis told a press conference after Kelly's arrest that at least three people have been killed. And he had said, I'm killing poop for real. I can't say the S word. One man was shot and pronounced dead on Lindale Avenue. Another man killed at a gas station in East Parkway. A woman was shot in the leg, transported to a hospital. Her injuries not considered critical. And Davis spoke of at least another four shooting incidents that police were alerted to, including one woman who was pronounced dead on the scene. So we have a very, very different profile now of individuals who are, you know, mass murderers. This is public, whereas maybe in previous days, they might have been more coy or quiet about it, or this is not only out in the open in public at 4:30 p.m. when it's daylight, but he's streaming it on video. He wants people to see it. Now, if you really look at the psychology, when somebody posts on social media, it's because they imagine an audience. Many people have an audience, a huge audience. Some people have a small audience. But they post because they have a person or a group of people in mind. I mean, me, when I post, it's whoever's listening. Love you guys. I think you guys are the bomb. So I just imagine a bunch of smiling faces who like my posts. I don't necessarily imagine people going, oh, gosh, is she posting Wordle clues again? I don't imagine that. But it seems to me that he wanted somebody to see this. Maybe somebody in particular or a group that he was talking to. I mean, he was literally not so much advertising or, you know, I mean, he wanted his audience, whoever that audience is or who he thinks is going to follow his Facebook Live to know that he can kill. He could just walk up to anybody, shoot them, and kill. And so this is something that needs to be looked at. It's not obviously the first priority. The first priority is, you know, what the hell are these people doing? What, you know, what's going through their mind, mental illness and all that. But we're finding more and more crimes being done on live video. And is there a trend, or is there, and who would even fathom, but some incentive for some of these criminals or alleged criminals to do this? And is that adding to the numbers of crime? Is this need to be infamous, this need to not only have a story written on you, but an actual video, something that people want? It's you know, if I'm going to go down, I'm going to have done this, and it is documented in history and is on the video, and people watch me do it. I mean, I don't get it. You know, there's some sort of a rite of passage that has to happen where, like, you know, if you're going to join us, if you're going to, you know, who knows, that you need to do X, Y, and Z. And this is their resume. They're like, there we go, guys, I did it. Now I have, you know, the street cred. I don't know. But we have to identify this. What is it about? Why? I mean, we went from crimes, which were subdued, and because it added an element of obstacle when you had to do it in private and try to, you know, not be seen. You know, some of these murders, if somebody, you know, was a serial killer or whatever, you know, they would have to take efforts which could deter them from hitting some victims. Because, well, I got to do it at night. I have to do it when people aren't around. I can't be seen. This has now opened up a whole new path of people murdering. If there's some entity that we aren't aware of, that's, you know what, you publicize, you videotape, this is what you do. And then it's random. And we need to figure this out because, you know, people might think, you know what, I'm just going out during the day. I'm not going to be out during night. No, daytime could be just as dangerous. 1-877-DOLLY.
Here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 4th being National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. And it could be done with social distancing. You can sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Just follow the link to National Blood Donation Week at drdahlia.com. drdahlia.com. Remember, one pint of blood could save three lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, That's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Thank you for joining in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so there's been a big thanks, by the way, to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really, really do appreciate it. Again, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many people are frustrated with the back and forth on marijuana. Is marijuana dangerous or not? And, you know, we're still kind of in uncharted territory because marijuana used to be something that was more covert. We knew people smoked it and people used, and we did have data. But it wasn't legalized to the degree that it is now. And many of us had supported the legalization because we saw what was happening with pain medications. We saw our police being overwhelmed. We saw that it was, you know, something that was, you know, already used ubiquitously. And so I think many states are if they haven't already legalized it, are moving towards that. And there is a big push on a federal level to have it legalized. Yet the marijuana farms and the popularity of it is rising and is very intimidating to those who are like, do we really understand, you know, what we're kind of getting into? And so I'm mixed on that. I think marijuana has both benefits and risks. We just don't have a lot of data on the benefits. There's been some studies looking at marijuana and COVID. If marijuana could help those with COVID have less inflammation or cytokine storm. There's been some suggestions that marijuana might help insulin sensitivity and minimize diabetes. Again, not a lot of studies on that because marijuana has been illegal and it's very difficult to, do studies when it comes to something that is not officially recognized as a legal substance nationally. But there are studies. The risks, however, many more studies are coming out on that. And the reason why is when you have sick individuals, you could very easily ask them their history. How much do you smoke? How much do you drink? Do you drive too fast? How's your sleep? How's your eating habits? What's your cannabis use? And so it's a lot easier to get data that way. When you have healthy individuals that are kind of running around, you know, you're not, it's not prompting a lot of data collection. Now, people do want to study, and there are studies undergoing. Okay, these are people that are regular marijuana users. These are people that are not so regular marijuana users. You know, did they end up developing diabetes or cancer or dementia? But what we do have data on are the long-term effects of brain health. There's been studies showing IQ issues, showing memory loss, showing mental health issues, depression, anxiety, suicide planning, psychosis. We're still struggling to filter it down as to, is it just the marijuana, or was somebody having depression and anxiety and that's why they went to marijuana? Which came first, the chicken or the egg? There has been some research showing that athletic performance could be affected by marijuana. I can tell you right now, since marijuana is legal, I'm telling you right now, I see impaired drivers so much more than I did with alcohol. You'd think in Vegas, we would just be surrounded by drunk drivers. There are drunk drivers, but I think marijuana influenced drivers are now becoming more and more. And I could tell, it's not that they're driving super, super fast and they're in a hurry because they got to get somewhere because they're really, really worried. Taking the time. I'll use my clicker, my turn signal when I need to. Go ahead and pass. I'm driving slow. I'm good. You know, I'm very interested to see what Marshawn Lynch's talk screen might have showed. Marshawn Lynch was pulled over, and he was, I think, driving on rims. I don't even think he had tires left. And he was very chill, very cool with the cop. I think his pants were falling down a little bit. So I'm assuming there might have been some marijuana on board with that one. You know, we're very, very concerned about babies' health and development, children, teens who are exposed. Apparently, marijuana used during pregnancy can cause fetal growth restriction, premature birth, stillbirth, brain development issues. Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration also says that the tetrahydrocannabinol, the sort of psychedelic component of THC and other chemicals from marijuana, will get passed into breast milk, and that could affect the child's development as well. There's been studies looking at heart disease. There's been studies looking at stroke. And it's frustrating because a lot of people will say, hey, Dahlia, isn't marijuana, though, safer than what other people are using? And I hear both sides. Trust me, I get it. Look, I've been a physician for multiple decades. I've seen it all, and I understand that there can be some pros to marijuana use. The problem is there can be addiction, there can be tolerance, and we are getting higher and higher potency marijuana. This high potency, it seems to be that the marijuana of the 1960s, which I would know nothing of, was before my time, is, I mean, just pixie dust compared to what we have now. And some of you might be able to comment more on that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But high-potency marijuana will change a lot of the... We then need to update the education. And I told you, I tried marijuana once, did nothing. I didn't understand what people like. Maybe I didn't have the cannabinoid receptors, because it just didn't even faze me. But then I told you one time I was sitting in a hotel room. We had a sleepover party for the kids, and we used a hotel so we didn't have to, you know, deal with the house. Kids went to the pool, went upstairs to watch a movie, and in the suite, I started to feel really relaxed. Now, I'm never relaxed around a bunch of kids running around a hotel room, right, getting chips all over, and, you know, I brought a vacuum, and I'm going to clean it up and all that other stuff. You know, them watching the movie and giggling and being loud, and it's like 10, 11 o'clock at night. But I'm all of a sudden feeling really, really relaxed, and then it starts to stink. Well, what happened is a few floors up, there were people with some pretty high potent marijuana that ended up coming into the room. So I have that very, very little split-second experience to tell you guys that, okay, I get why some people use it, but it's, well, you know, then what? What happens when you get used to that? So the THC content is not the same as it was decades ago. It has risen over 50%, and it could be concentrated in edibles, in vapes, dabs, wax, whatever. The recent review of 20 studies in the medical journal Lancet, according to The Hill, reveals that high-potency THC products lead to a much higher rate of addiction, regular daily use, cannabis use disorder, cannabis hyperemesis syndrome, which make you vomit. And then this could also be related to cannabis-induced psychosis, hallucinations, delusions. These could last a few days. And if you have an underlying psychiatric disorder, this could, like schizophrenia, this could last months. So we're pushing to legalize, and we think it's safe. I think it's recreational cannabis is legal in 19 states, marijuana legal for medicine, for medical in 37 states, but we still don't have enough data. And one thing I've said is, in my neck of the woods, even though I supported the legalization of it, I was hoping the rollout would have been slower and we would have had the infrastructure in place. How to tell if somebody was under the influence, you know, like in terms of breathalyzer on the road. How to limit high school students from getting it. How to, instead, there's a cannabis store on every corner. They got to be open during COVID. When people were bored, they're like, well, let's go to the, you know, marijuana shop. And it's I see more cannabis stores than I do Walmarts now these days. And it's very concerning that you know, when politics happen, just like with electric vehicles and conserving energy, yeah, it's like, okay, guys, no new fuel cars. All cars have to be electric, according to California, by 2035, all new cars. We are not going to sell any more fuel cars that are new after 2035. Well, did anybody figure out the grid first? What about the conservation that needs to be done with energy and the power rollouts? And did anybody think that through? So we always make political decisions before the infrastructure is in place. 1-877, that's all.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of market markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New figures from the Labor Department show jobless claims are down in the United States. The new report for the week ending September 3rd shows the numbers of seasonally adjusted initial claims at 222,000, which is a decrease of around 6,000 from the week before. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announces another $675 million tax dollars in additional aid are headed to Ukraine.
The latest package includes more Gimlers, 105-millimeter howitzers, artillery munitions, HARM missiles, Humvees, armored ambulances, anti-tank systems, small arms, and more.
The NFL season kicks off Thursday night with the Super Bowl champion Los Angeles Rams hosting the Buffalo Bills. This is USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So monkeypox cases are starting to slow. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I thought they were starting to slow about a week or two ago. We still have 21,274 total cases in the United States. Excuse me, in terms of globally, we have 56,026 cases. So they are still rising each day, but they are, hallelujah, slowing down. And so we are hoping that maybe we'll be kind of turning the corner from the credit that I believe goes to the vaccine rollout, the education, the fast identification. I'm not giving somebody more credit than they deserve. But I have to admit, we did a much better job on monkeypox than we did with COVID. And everybody said, yeah, but, you know, with COVID, we didn't know where it came from, and we didn't. I'm still confused by that, because didn't the NIH help, you know, fund studies with SARS-CoV, you know, SARS and the Wuhan Institute of Virology? So I'm a little confused. But at least with monkeypox, things, you know, started to roll out a lot quicker than I expected. Not quick enough, but quicker than I expected. And one thing that did help is people limiting parties, sex parties, orgies. In fact, multiple news outlets are saying that the pausing of hookup parties or these men who have sex with men parties did slow transmission rates. And the CDC had even warned men who have sex with men to avoid skin-to-skin contact, sharing cups, casual hookups, to wash their hands often, and to remember there was, I think, the CDC asked people to masturbate away from each other, right? Like, you know, 6 feet apart. I think they were 6 feet apart. So there was, I think the LGBTQ community did jump on this and educate members, and, you know, now there are these stereotypes that people in the LGBTQ community are more inclined to have sex parties. I don't know about that, because we just kind of talked about swingers, and, you know, it sounds like, I don't know if you guys saw Thor, but it sounds like Zeus was really, really big on the orgies, according to the latest Thor installment. And so I believe that there's a lot more hookups and group hookups than we think. It's just, if LGBTQ are very honest about some of the things that they're doing, that's, you know, they might get all the attention. But I think a lot of individuals realize that having sex with multiple partners does increase one's risk of STIs, other sorts of communicable diseases. And so luckily things are slowing down. The only thing is the longer this goes with monkeypox, I don't know how long people can kind of hold off, especially as we're coming into winter season. So Dr. Dimitri Daskalakis, deputy coordinator of the White House National Monkeypox Response, said more than 460,000 doses of the monkeypox vaccine have been given out. The White House also plans to increase vaccine offerings at upcoming LGBTQ pride festivals. According to Daskalakis, our goal is to control this outbreak in the U.S., we're seeing strong progress, really getting shots into arms. Now that supply is less of an issue, we need to make sure we focus on maintaining demand. So they got, you know, Bavarian Nordic to make more, to sell more. But if people go, okay, well, it's not around anymore, I'm good, you know, I would probably recommend. And I don't think we have a lot of guidance on how often you need the vaccine. Are you going to need boosters? Like right now, they're suggesting still annual flu shots. COVID might be annual. I can't wait for COVID to be annual and not every 5 months. But in terms of monkeypox, the numbers are decreasing. We, at one point, had about 870 cases a day. I thought we were almost at like 1,000 cases a day at one point. But it's very distributed unevenly across the United States and among races. They said cases among white men have dropped in recent weeks. However, they say black and Latino people are disproportionately infected, according to the CDC. They say in the last week of August, black individuals made up 38% of infections, despite making up less than a quarter of reported cases, even in the earliest days of the outbreak. Latinos make up about one-third of infections. Dr. Amesh Adalja, senior scholar at Johns Hopkins for Health Security, told AP News that those numbers indicate vaccines and messaging are not reaching black and Latino communities well enough. And that is something that keeps coming up in medicine, where vaccine access is not the same everywhere. Some people live in areas that they don't feel have enough law enforcement, or they feel have more crime. Some people live in areas where the shots are given out is about a 35-minute commute. Whereas in other areas, you could just go to a nearby, you know, pharmacy. See, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And people complain about, oh, man, I had to go across town today. And I'm like, you've got to be out of your flipping mind. It takes 30 minutes to go across town. When I lived in L.A., It was an hour and a half just to go 10 miles. Quit your griping. But the one thing I have to credit where I live is there are pharmacies on practically every corner. You have housing developments, and then you have a conduit, you have a artery, transportation artery, and then the first shopping center you see, pharmacy, food, gas. I mean, we don't really have a lot of rural. The way Las Vegas was built is it grew kind of from center near the strip out, even though there were communities, and now those communities are kind of joining up, but it kind of grew like ringworm does. You know, it starts at the center, and then it grows, and it has a larger boundary, a larger border, and then it keeps growing and expanding. And that's kind of what Las Vegas did. And it, for me, if somebody said, go get your flu shot now, go get your COVID shot, I could go anywhere 5 minutes away and get one. But there's so many places around the country where it's not like that. They have more rural. They don't have a lot of shopping centers. They do have a lot of shopping centers. The nearby pharmacy, there's not a lot of them. There's not a lot of pharmacists. There's not a lot of staff. So if we do have a public health crisis, it really takes us being able to increase that access all over. People were blaming the COVID virus spreading in the Midwest because they accused those individuals of being Trumpers, which I think is absolutely stupid. Same thing with Alabama and Mississippi. They said, well, these are people that are right-winged. And many of my African-American patients in Alabama and Mississippi, because I'm licensed there, said, why are they accusing us of making health decisions based on a political candidate? Did they think we're stupid? I'm like, no, it's the media. Nobody thinks you're stupid. It's, you know, we understand that there's you know, multiple reasons for vaccine hesitancy. But, you know, did anybody think that maybe the reason why some of the more rural or red states had issues with COVID or had issues because they don't have easy access to pharmacies or to medical centers? So this is something that really, really does need to be addressed. And, you know, the monkeypox vaccine, we aren't really hearing, you know, side effects unless I'm missing out on that news or it's not being publicized. But overall, it seems safe. Many of my gay friends are very happy and confident that, you know, it's protecting them because it's a smallpox vaccine. And so it might be something that eventually later is added. I do not see a childhood vaccination rollout, again, bringing back smallpox as of yet. And we're glad that smallpox is starting to slow down because that would be a next concern. Do we have to re-add smallpox and childhood vaccines? I was vaccinated for smallpox as a kid. But I got to tell you, with everything going on and all these, nefarious leaders out there, we might want to consider, you know, just being prepared in case we do need to vaccinate all of us for smallpox. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick. Easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Still 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have some breaking news. Queen Elizabeth II has passed. The 96-year-old monarch that held the throne for the longest ever monarch, I believe, in modern times that we know of, has passed. We learned this morning that her medical situation was serious. We saw family flocking to Scotland to be at her bedside. I believe Prince Harry went, but there was a change of plans, and Meghan Markle did not come with. But sadly, her health did take a very drastic turn, and she has passed at the age of 96. We don't have a lot of details as to what her true medical condition was. Being 96 years old, I assume it could have been heart-related. She lost a lot of weight recently, so it does make you concerned about cancer. She was still active, and I think she just had just appointed the new prime minister. I believe she had appointed Liz Truss as prime minister earlier this week when Boris Johnson resigned. And she still had public appearances up until the end. We saw her platinum jubilee for being on the throne for 70 years. But when we would look at Queen Elizabeth, somebody who had seen, since she was born in 1926, had seen World War II, had seen the world transform under Winston Churchill, and all the changes that happened, and she is just somebody that I don't think could ever be replaced. Prince Charles, her son, who is, I believe, 70. Prince Charles, I think, was born in 1946, I have to remember, or 48. So he's definitely deep into his 70s. He is going to be, he's automatically king. There's been a lot of debate whether he's going to be king or if Prince William would be king. I don't know if we have those details yet because obviously the world is mourning the loss of Queen Elizabeth right now. But for some reason, there's been this rumor that Prince Charles was not going to be king. And I don't, maybe it's because in the crown, he looked like he didn't really want it. I don't know. I mean, people are really, really confusing what really, really happened and the crown and some of these other movies that have depicted the monarchy. But Queen Elizabeth, and I know the monarchy has been under a lot of fire, and Meghan Markle has accused them of multiple things, including racism and nepotism and all sorts of things that caused her and Harry to secede from the monarchy. I do have to say, and I don't know even what to believe, or I'm still kind of confused by the whole, Meghan Markle, Prince Harry thing. There's still a lot of things that just don't seem to add up. What we can say is this is a woman who had not originally looked for power or sought for power and held a role where she served, and she committed herself not only to the UK community, to Scotland, Ireland, but to the world. And she gave of herself. She worked. She always worked. And she seemed to be humble about her. When she lost her husband, Prince Philip, in April of 2021, many of us were wondering how much longer she could be. We know she loved him. According to the crown, there were issues, right? There was some issues. I don't know if that was true, if Prince Philip dated a ballerina. Not sure about that. But I'm sure any marriage of 73 years is going to have issues. But we know she loved him. And we see this often when you have two individuals that outlast life expectancy, outlast science, and they separate. Oftentimes the spouse follows. People had reached out to me this morning going, what's wrong with her? This is too fast. She was fine. She was fine. She's had some health issues for a while. We don't know what they are. It seems like it's all of a sudden because it was just mentioned today. But we know that she's had to slowly cancel certain events. Even at her jubilee, she only went to part of it, which still blows my mind that she was there at all. I don't know what I'm going to be like when I'm 96. I'm, probably going to be, home watching The Price is Right. I'll probably be going back to my youth, Sesame Street. I found old Sesame Street videos, and I love them. So I'm wondering if I'm already starting to age to the point where I just want to go back to my youth. But, while there's been this controversy that has kind of surrounded the whole Meghan Markle, Prince Harry thing, all I feel right now is adornment, is respect, is honor of somebody that outlasted so many others, and she stepped up when most women were not in positions such as that. I mean, think about it. In the 1950s, she became queen when her father died. That was, a female queen. Yes, female queens had existed in the monarchy before, but in modern times, for there to be a female leader such as that, I think it paved the way for a lot of other women. Margaret Thatcher, Golda Meir, many other women that later took on roles that was of that presidential prime minister stature. as, you know, Queen Elizabeth showed, you could be queen and the country still thrives. And you know, like, I don't know if you guys are watching Game of Thrones, but the prequel to Game of Thrones is talking about how they're, you know, having a female Targaryen, the whole sort of kingdom can fall apart if there's a female. Queen Elizabeth showed no. And she showed that she can rule with a very, very effective team, and she can rule effectively. And I think she did an amazing job, even though, you know, I wasn't in UK, so I don't know all the ins and outs. And I do know that throughout all the drama, you know, she stayed strong. So Godspeed, Queen Elizabeth, dead at the age of 96. If we get any more information, we will share it. Obviously, the world is in shock and in mourning. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So older individuals that are 90, I have many patients and many listeners who say, look, you know, my parents are old. They're up there. They're in their 80s. They're in their 90s. What do I expect? How do I prepare? And I'm friends with one of my best friends. His mom is turning 90 this weekend, and she is. I hang out with her every weekend. She's as fit as can be, and as thriving. And as you saw, Queen Elizabeth, she was as spry as anything, you know, over the last few years. This last year, different. So, you know, our life expectancy is increasing. I think those that have taken care of themselves, those that have, you know, stuck to a good diet, exercise, have a routine, I think is crucial. Routines in longevity, like these centenarians. People ask, how the hell did they live to 105, 110? What did they do? They had a routine. And the body seems to do well with those. Now, it has to be a good routine. It can't be you doing a shot of tequila, you smoking a bong, and then you drinking half a dozen Red Bulls and then going to bed. That's not going to be longevity. But, you know, individuals are like, well, I did my morning walk, and I watched my TV show, or I did my crossword puzzle, and I had my one glass of wine. And you notice it's, and Queen Elizabeth, I believe, had these rituals, these routines of what she would eat every day. I think she would have, like, jam and bread or something like that. She'd have her tea. And I think it does help. And then eventually the body does decide to, you know, go back to God or go back to nature. And when that does happen, the, you know, there's not a lot we can do. Now, on the flip side, look at President Jimmy Carter, former President Jimmy Carter. He gets stage 4 melanoma and is able to fight it successfully. But, yes, sometimes when we're coming, you know, near the end that we can't predict, but the body decides, it does happen fast. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You would see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't?
So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.